The Art Spot with Art Minius on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Welcome to the Art Spot on WCHL FM 97.9 and chapelborough.com. Today's topic is Paula Vogel's play, A Civil War Christmas, to be produced by Art Center Stage at the Art Center in Carrboro, kicking off on December 13th, this coming Friday, running through Sunday the 15th, and then returning on Thursday the 19th of December and running through December 22nd. The two Sunday performances will be matinees and then evening performances on Friday, Saturday, and Thursday. So seven big shows. We have with us today three cast members, Mary Forrester, John Paul Middlesworth, and Mark Felis, and then the director of Art Center Stage, Jerry Lynn Schulke, will be with us today as well. Welcome to the Art Spot.
Thanks for having us.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about your background in theater and how you got connected to Art Center Stage. We'll start with you, Mary.
Okay. Well, I started acting when I was in college, so I've been doing that for almost 20 years now. I moved to the Triangle about 7 years ago and actually met Jerry Lynn, the very first show that I worked on here. So I've done productions with a number of companies, but it's always nice to be able to come back to Art Center.
Thanks. How about you, John Paul?
Well, I've been involved with the Art Center for a number of years, too. I think I first sat in this recording studio when I was the set builder for a play called, Tupelo, I think is what the title was finally arrived at. And so I built the set for that, and that was an original play by Playwrights Roundtable member Paul Newell, and I've been involved in that and been in the studio talking about the Playwrights Roundtable show. So I've been an actor and writer in the area for a number of years and just have been thrilled to be able to be on stage at the Art Center during occasions like this.
And you were just at the Art Center the other Sunday, December 1st, with a group of young people you work with as Act One, Act Now.
Yes. We were able to use the smaller theater there and produce The Bald Soprano, which has always been a favorite of mine.
Indeed. An absurdist classic. And Mark Felis.
Actually, I grew older in Chapel Hill. My family moved to Chapel Hill. My dad taught in the English department, and so we moved to Chapel Hill in 1952, and I trained with Playmakers and was one of the founding members of Playmakers Repertory Company and did a show at the original Art Center in Carmel Mall in 1979, Country Girl, and then I went to New York, and I was out of theater for quite some time. This past year, I've gotten back into it. I worked with Justice Theater Project, Raleigh Little Theater, and Bing Cox, who's directing this show, was in Ragtime. And he emailed me and asked me if I wanted to play Lincoln. I said, absolutely. So I'm glad to be back in Carrboro and back in Chapel Hill.
What has it meant to you to reconnect with the theater and with acting?
Phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal. I had a novel published in 2011, and I spent basically 3 years working in a dark room, and it's been nice to reconnect with people. And hopefully next year I'll start work on the sequel. But I don't know. I mean, I would love working with Mary and John, and our cast is fantastic. It's just been a great year for me. So it's been pleasant. I actually did a show on campus with a young group. They needed an old guy to play Witherspoon, so I played an old guy, which is easy since I'm 6,000 years old. So. It's been just a great year.
Beautiful. And you go back here 7 years before me. So
Yeah.
I can't be the old guy in
the
this
original
conversation.
I was actually on campus when Historic Playmakers Theater wasn't historic. It was just hysteric.
Yeah.
It's just tiny, small, whatever. And so we did Arsenic and Old Lace in that show. And I'd forgotten how tiny the dressing rooms were. We almost have been dwarves in the 70s. I mean, it was just, kept hitting your head, whatever. But the show went well, and to be in that building, it just brought back all sorts of stuff from the early 70s and mid 70s. So, it's been tremendous for me.
Yeah, the good old raked floor of the stage.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, tell us a little bit about Paula Vogel's play, Civil War Christmas. I've read it, but y'all are actually acting in it, so you're a couple of stages closer.
Well, if I can start, Art, I was involved in something last year called All Is Calm.
Yeah,
and whenever
play.
I mention A Civil War Christmas, people think, well, I'm talking about reproducing that same play that we did last year. But this is set during the Civil War, and a distinct difference between the play this Christmas at the Art Center and last Christmas was last year's was really music with a little bit of narrative. This one is narrative with some music. So really it's a long epic story that's kind of peppered with songs and songs composed in some, I should say, arranged. They're all songs of the period, but they're arranged in most cases, especially for the purposes of the show. So sometimes they really go on at great length, and then there's a lot of musical underscoring throughout the program as well.
Yeah, the music's very fully integrated into the narrative of the play, and you might be talking about escaping to the north, and then you go in to follow the drinking gourd and bring out the meaning of that song, which if you're an old-time musician, you get just some song you sing. And then in the play, oh, wait a minute, this song has a great deal of depth and meaning to it, but it's all integrated, whereas the brilliant and wonderfully received All Is Calm was very much we're having this truce and let's sing songs.
Yeah, that's about it, yeah.
But this is a real play in Paula Vogel's A Civil War Christmas, but it's one with an astonishing array of characters who all seem to be coming in and out of scenes with a spectacular rapidity.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the challenge and the beauty of it. I mean, it's an impressionistic version. You have glimpses. And, for instance, I play a horse, and I immediately take off what's designated as my costume as the horse, and I become Lincoln again. And it's not as if it's method acting horse, method acting Lincoln. It's pastiche horse, pastiche Lincoln. But hopefully the energy flows all the way through. So it's 12 storytellers converging on the stage to share moments like dominoes flopping over.
Probably as good a moment to take a break here on the Art Spot. We're talking about Paula Vogel's A Civil War Christmas, to be produced by Art Center Stage December 13th through 15th and December 19th through 22nd. ArtCenterStage.org, 919-929-2787. Welcome back to the Art Spot on WCHL. We're talking about Paula Vogel's play, A Civil War Christmas, to be produced by Art Center Stage at the Art Center in Carrboro on December 13th through 15th and 19th through 22nd. We have with us three actors from the play, as well as Art Center Stage Director Jerry Lynn Schulke. I think it would be good improvising, since given the nature of A Civil War Christmas, we'd need the entire cast here to do any scene in full, but we're going to improvise. If Jerry Lynn would set it up for us, please.
Yeah, sure. This is the top of the play, which actually I believe starts with a little music first, a little singing, and then moves into some dialogue. So this is a play with music. I wouldn't call it a musical because it's not like Kinky Boots or Annie, Get Your Gun. You know, but there is a lot of music in this, both solos, duets, and ensemble numbers. So this is underscored with music, but this is how we start the show. And different characters are describing what's happening.
Welcome to our story. The season is upon us, and whether it's Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, or New Year's, it's a time when we feel our connection to a larger community. Our story takes place in the bustling city of Washington, D.C., and along the Potomac River. The Potomac has as many twists and turns as our story tonight, but here's all you need to know. On the northern side of the river, Edwards Ferry, the District of Columbia, and Point Lookout. On the southern side,
Anywhere you can row, a presidential assassin might find safe harbor. Most winters, December is gentle on the land that borders the Potomac. You can smell the promise of tilled earth and the harvest to come.
But not that blustery December of 1864. 4 years of the most brutal harvesting of men has raged across both banks of this river. As if in wrath, the heavens have blasted the swift Potomac with ice from Edwards Ferry all the way to Washington, so thick with ice you could almost step across. On the northern side of the Potomac, nurses at the Armory Hospital pile blankets on the rows of Union soldiers in their beds. It's going to be a cold one tonight.
500 miles to the north of Armory Hospital, the same blustery wind rattles a poet's windows in Massachusetts. Henry Wadsworth Longfellow paces in his Cambridge study. All day he'd had some strange feeling in his bones as he listened to the wind. And so Longfellow put another log on his fire, sat at his desk, put pen in hand, and wrote. I heard the bells on Christmas Day, their old familiar carols play, and wild and sweet the words repeat, of peace on earth, goodwill to men.
Very good. John Paul, Mary, Mark, that gives the listeners a little sense of the broad sweep of Civil War Christmas going all the way from the shores of the Potomac to Longfellow in his study in New England writing a poem.
Mm-hmm. We feel deprived that the synchronized swimming didn't come across on this, but
all the ice, you know,
radio doesn't do synchronized swimming that great, but you know, just imagine that we did this in tandem. It was wonderful. It was beautiful.
Indeed,
there is a, you know, despite the scope of what we've just said, there is a kind of compact quality to this script. It takes place really in the matter of about 6 hours or something, 5 or 6 hours on Christmas Eve.
Right.
So it. Although there are flashbacks and other techniques like that, and a number of stories going on, it is in a way compact in its layout.
And all the stories intertwine a bit, characters who don't have anything to do with each other all of a sudden do, you know, come into contact with each other towards the end, and so it all comes together.
And one other thing, this sounds very serious as we're reading it right here, but the play has so much that's quite funny in it, and you know, and of course it's a happy, upbeat end. Well, I shouldn't give that away. It is Christmas. We're not going to leave you disappointed on Christmas.
Yes, there are some more lighthearted characters.
Yes,
sprinkled
absolutely.
Here and there. For sure.
Indeed, and there's banter between the characters that's lighthearted as well, even if it. The ribbing is ribbing, and there's sometimes some seriousness beneath the ribbing. But Jerry Lynn, how did you come to select Paula Vogel's A Civil War Christmas?
So I was looking at plays that had to do with the Civil War because this is the 100th and 50th anniversary of the Emancipation Proclamation. And so I just started researching, and I came across it, and I took a look at it, and I thought, well, this is a pretty big undertaking, but one that's similar to plays that we've done in the past where people play multiple roles and a play with music. We've done that before. So I thought it has a nice theme. It's very hopeful. It's a good theme for the Christmas season. So I thought it was just fit in with our season that we are looking at. And
it's not the standard Christmas show. It's still a Christmas show, but it's a Christmas show with so many merging themes and issues.
Yeah, and also, you know, there's familiar music in it.
Yes.
But also it's like reimagined. Mm-hmm. So a lot of times it's a song that you know from the Christmas time or from the time period, but it's a little bit new.
Yes. Well, I think the nice thing about it is because of the period in which it takes place, you'll have a nice combination of folk music, but also those Victorian Christmas carols that we're still familiar with today. Yeah. We still sing O Christmas Tree and all of that. So it's just a nice little amalgamation of all that.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think one of the strong themes through the play is peace, but it also plays with a lot of other issues. Right from the beginning, it's playing with race issues and what it means to be a free man owning your own land, and mm-hmm. yet you could still be, in a way, enslaved by circumstances.
Absolutely. Yeah, there's a lot of themes throughout this. Just because the nature of the play, there's so many different characters and they have different storylines. But yeah, it touches on a lot of issues: equality, what community means, what family means, what does peace mean? Freedom. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, there's a lot of freedom, I think, is, you know, the cornerstone of the play.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Indeed. Paula Vogel's A Civil War Christmas, coming to the Arts Center on Friday, December 13th through Sunday the 15th, and Thursday, December 19th through Sunday the 22nd, artscenterlive.org, 919-929-2787. Welcome back to the Art Spot on WCHL. We're talking today about Paula Vogel's A Civil War Christmas, to be produced by Art Center Stage at the Art Center. Now, Mark has told us about his characters, from Lincoln to the horse to Longfellow. John Paul, whom do you play?
Actually, I'm Longfellow. And in fact, when Jerry Lynn gave me the script to look over, she said I'd be Longfellow, and she didn't say any of the other characters I'd be. Longfellow only showed up on the first and last pages. I thought, but I'm surely going to get more than that. And of course, I was quite right. You'll find John Wilkes Booth in this, and one of his henchmen, let's say, Lewis Payne, in the course of the play. I am the president's, kind of a bodyguard, I guess.
Yeah, Ward Hill oddly layman. Enough.
Ward Hill layman. And then I also play a Mosby raider. So this is a Southerner who breaks through the lines to get a little bit of something in the course of the play.
How about you, Mary?
Well, I play an interesting range, everything from a 13-year-old boy named Raz to Clara Barton, who was the founder of the American Red Cross, and John George Nicolay, which is one of Lincoln's secretaries, as well as a couple other characters that don't really have a lot of place in history. But it's a nice wide range. I'm really enjoying it.
Indeed. And then we have a much larger cast indeed. I know Alphonse Nicholson, who's been in many Art Center Stage productions, including The Whipping Man in October, is part of the cast.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Bonnie Prothero plays Mary Todd Lincoln and others. Mm-hmm. We have Deneen Tatum. She plays Elizabeth Keckley and others. Justin Smith plays
Moses Levy.
Mm-hmm. And
we have Gil
Faison. Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. A very prominent character named Bronson, I believe. Mm-hmm.
And Gus Allen plays mm-hmm. John Wilkes Booth and mm-hmm. The Widow Surratt. And I've got to tell you, that's where some humor is.
And our youngest cast member.
Yeah, Alyssa Coleman. She's 12. She plays mm-hmm. Jessa and a few other characters. But this is a very family-oriented story. Mm-hmm. And I would say, you know, as much about Jessa, her character, as about anyone, it's really like her journey from, you know, to find freedom.
Jess's mother in mm-hmm. the play is played by
the amazing
Tara Hodge. Oh, yeah, Joey. There's a lot in this cast.
I know, it's like 12?
12-member cast. And they play 65 characters or some lot of characters.
61 scenes, 65 characters. And don't forget the synchronized swimming.
Yes. Speaking of synchronizing, Mark mentioned the director, Bing Cox, yep. earlier, but we haven't spoken much more about him.
Bing's great. He teaches at Panther Creek High School in Cary. He's the drama instructor over there. So he's done many musicals with the kids over there. And he's married to the set designer and costume designer, Deb Cox, for this production. And Liz Drossler is our lighting designer. Tracy Broom is our props designer. And Virginia O'Brien is the musical director for this production.
Paula Vogel's A Civil War Christmas at the Art Center, presented by Art Center Stage, Friday, December 13th through Sunday, December 15th, and Thursday, December 19th through Sunday, the 22nd, artcenterlive.org. Thanks so much to John Paul Middlesworth, Mary Forrester, and Mark Felix.
Y'all come see us.
And Jerry Lynn Schulke for being with us on the Art Spot.
Thanks, Art.